I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do. Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
Something special!
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that man.
It makes you cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
G'day, welcome to Supercoach 360. How you doing? It's your boy Jazzy J. We are in the coach's box again to talk all things Supercoach round 11, round 12. Origin is just a couple of weeks away, and we got a massive show ahead of us tonight. Con's back. Say g'day, Con.
Hello, g'day. Could you introduce me this? Way you did before.
I mean, I could have, but you started talking beforehand. But anyway, nobody who's listening to this podcast now knows that this is our second attempt. So thanks for ruining the illusion. Connor is back in the house. So
it's better. Only second attempt.
Yeah, only the second attempt. But that's not my fault. This is actually your fault this time. It's not a tech issue. It's an internet issue. But we'll work on that after the show.
What's the internet?
Anyway, we're going to talk traps. Yeah. We're going to ask if it's time to ride a cowboy, especially through this buy period, starting to look at some form. Who's your worst buy of the year? Is Turbo going to play Origin? What Origin players are you holding? Brado's throwing a question for us. We've got some ins and outs. We've got some questions. And Berg's got a couple of little tricks up his sleeve as well, as usual. Speaking of the Bergster, how you doing, brother?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Fantastic.
How are yous going?
Oh, yeah. Living the dream, trying to get my Supercoach to load, but your internet was not playing ball with me.
Nah.
So he's open. There it is. Now it is. Where are you sitting, bud? Did you have a good week?
Oh, it wasn't a bad week. I'm sitting 9,000th or something. So I've been same as Connor. Been up and down the last couple of weeks. I've been down as low as 5 and up as high as 13. So it's just been a real point swing the last month of footy for me.
Yeah.
Whereas the start, I was pretty solid. I had pretty consistent scores, and then, yeah, just started going a bit sideways last month.
Started going Sean Johnson style up and down.
Oh, yeah, I wish I jumped on Sean Johnson, who hasn't gone up and down all year. He just keeps going up and up and up.
See, Sean Johnson's the new Luke Brooks, averaging 65-plus.
Oh, let's face it, SJ's always had that in his game. It was a matter of those who balls up and get on him. Like, he was always going to be good going home and being fit.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he?
Raised, you know.
Nobody jumped on Sean Johnson at the start of the year because everyone thought he was done and dusted.
I mean, yeah. Brado did call it. He put him out there as a bit
three
of a
weeks
smoky
under.
Option.
No, he didn't jump on him, but either.
No,
at the start of the season.
Yeah. Prior to a ball being kicked at all.
Brado called the SJ might be.
A lot of people called Sam Walker, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think called to him Walker.
Yeah, I jumped on Sammy Walker and
me either.
Got to be one of my biggest regrets so far this year.
Look,
aside from KP, Dewey,
KP wasn't bad. He just got knocked out.
Yeah, well, I mean, fuck my super coach is all I'm saying. Waste the trades.
Well, the thing was, I think the reason you hated so much on KP is because you brought him in that week.
Yeah, that's it.
It wasn't you started with him. Because if you started with him, wouldn't have been as bad.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
If you didn't start with him, you should have brought him in after 1 week.
Why?
Because you didn't start with him because you had all the concerns about his injuries, his head knocks and everything.
No, I just thought
the Knights attack... Then because he had 172 with a head knock,
he looked good.
I thought the Knights attack was garbage. That's why I didn't want to go near him because I don't see him as a top eight side and I was aiming for top eight sides.
What after round one changed that thought?
Well, he was the experiment, man. They were playing him at 5'8". That was my concern. Like,
I'm pretty sure we got pumped round on.
Him and Fitz had a good combination.
That's mate. It. I didn't trust the experiment.
Fitz runs good lines.
He does. In saying that, they didn't have Marju at that point either. So it weren't like they had run Marju out the back either. So it was just KP.
Speaking of, he's a freaking weapon, isn't he?
He's good, KP. He's
always warming up for Queensland.
Well, you know what? If he does play for Queensland,
Well, he's going to get knocked out again. That's the only way it's going to stop him. Reece Walsh ain't taking his jersey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he does, what if he used to get knocked out this week? You know, what if he used to get knocked out this week? That'd be the end of the KP experiment.
Well, what if anyone gets knocked out this week? Well, it's football.
Yeah, no, it's football. That's just it. Even saying that.
Yes. He does have to be smarter with his tack technique. He says he doesn't have to change his game, but obviously you do. Because you get knocked out tackling people, bud. So obviously your head's not in the right spot.
Yeah.
Fix that. Yeah,
he's got poor technique. It's because he's used to use
poor body. That's because everyone wants to go high.
Well, it's the way it's trained now. So, what's going on, big fella? We haven't... Okay. Alright, so on the list, Billy Smith. You're going to look at Billy Smith. I know you're pretty set for Origin, but me and Juzzy aren't that flush.
I'm going to bring him in.
We aren't that flush for Origin, but I'm still thinking about him, to be honest. He's one of them ones, but injury prone as well. Doesn't play 13.
And not just head knocks. He does knees and shoulders. And
doesn't play round 13, so he's not Origin prospect, but he's
going to make a shitload of cash.
Good, genuine, cheapy, and... He looked like their best the last couple of weeks as well. So, you looking at Billy Smith, Jazz, or...?
I'm getting him in.
Yeah, I'm looking at him for the cash grab, personally.
Like, I know you're not set for Origin like I'm not set for Origin, so... He's sort of a trade. He's the opposite way to where he should be going, you know?
Yeah, but if you need numbers for 13...
Would you overlook him?
Probably. But the cash is juicy.
Cash is juicy, and especially now that Khan Pereira is not playing this week, I'm thinking about just cashing him out and whacking Billy Smith there. It's just the thing I'm thinking about doing.
A lot of cash to fix up some spine positions or whatever else you need.
Yeah, it's good cash. It's very good cash. And if you've got a boost, you're easily allowed to boost a couple of them extra players in. Just be mindful of... The people that aren't playing 14, the Manlys, the Newcastles, and I think it's the Dragons, so just be mindful of them.
Nobody has Dragon, do they?
I'd have Jack DeBellin. I'm strongly looking at Jack DeBellin, if I'm not lying to you. He's doing a decent job in the front row over there, and then, let's face it, they're not attacking well, so it just means he's got more defence to do, so, and he doesn't shy away from it.
That's his stable.
Yeah, he's got good base. Alright, now next thing I've got here is Edwards a trap? Edwards from the Dogs. Now I'm an owner, I got on him last week on potential, so I got sort of lucky, but to jump on this week after he's already risen 97,000, would you do it?
Probably not, myself.
Nah?
Well...
He's looking like I know we've got people coming back soon at the Dogs and that, but he looked good. He looked the goods. He looked like a part of it last week. Yeah. I know he scored a try, but that was only 17 points, you know. He scored a 94, and if you can get him in the front row, which is pretty juicy.
Well, if he goes 46-46 in the next 2 weeks, he'll only make an extra 88K.
Which is still nearly $200,000 profit on what if you started with him last week.
That last week. So, but to bring him in this week for one trade to maybe make 100K, but and if you have to trade him back out or have him as an AE nightmare possibly for the rest of the season when the Bulldogs middles come back fit, is it worth it? I don't think so.
I think the price tag last week was the juicy part that got me there. He's 200K.
Yeah, if you got him last week, 100%, cheering, laughing all the way to the
bank. I couldn't see a world where I would be bringing him in this week.
Nah.
You know, I'd be looking towards if I could get the cash for a horse or a Tarpany for the same price. Tarpany's probably a bit safer than horse. Or, yeah, like a Jack DeBellin. Like I said, I like Jack DeBellin and what he's doing. Yeah, Jazzy, you looking at jumping on Edwards or?
I mean, my current thing is I bought him into my team at the expense of Lindsay Collins because I need to do something with my front row this week. Can't afford Tarpany. But that being said, apparently AKP's not going to play for the next 3 weeks, so do I juice AKP? My other concern, of course, is Nick Meaney, who's had a couple of shit scores in a row. 45 last week and 750K. Oh, I need to keep that cash. So
the thing for Nick Meaney is he's Melbourne fullback, bro.
Meaney to Garrick. Sign me up.
Have you got Garrick? Got Rubes?
Nah, yeah, I did. I do.
There you go, so.
He was 540K last week, so I went Hayes Perham to him. I figured, that was one of my big things last week was I needed to get Garrick in for sure because it could be the last time you do actually get a chance to get him.
That cheap anyway.
Yeah, especially. Well, yeah, but that's what I mean. Yeah. But then, yeah, Nick Meaney, I can't afford for him to drop down to 550K.
And cash that out.
Yeah, and he's not going to have that good service.
Where do you cash Munster him to, Con? Like, that's your problem. Like, you don't want to cash. Do you cash him down to Billy Smith and then have... Can buy anyone you want.
Well, I need to fix my front row and possibly my second row, although Schuster is back this week, so that's...
I don't think that's fixing shit, bro. I think that's hindrance to you. More
no.
Help.
No, well, I don't necessarily... It's just that he's been sitting there and I didn't want to trade him out. I bought him in and I couldn't waste the trade just get him out for the 20K or whatever that he's made. So at least now if he starts making a little bit of money, I only have to hold him for a couple of weeks and then I can move him on and... upgrade him to a decent second rower that I should have up there. I can always bring Lemuelu down from my back row too. I've still got Connolly Lemuelu there, but I'm thinking, is it time to juice him?
No, fuck no. No. You're keeping him.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking.
For anything. Oh, he's the one that got away from me. Yeah. Man. I was heavily touted on him.
I was sold. I was all signed, sealed, and delivered, and as I do.
But look what's happened. He's played himself. He's pushed Kenny Bromwich into the front row and they've made a spot for him in the 13, you know, just because he's so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's one that got away and maybe that could be a way you go if you don't have him, you could get him. You know, I know you've got him already, but if I'm looking to move on to Nick Meaney or something and I want someone solid, he could be the guy I go to. I know he doesn't have the ceiling of a Nick Meaney, but he's solid as to get you through that 13 period and a little bit beyond. Won't lose you no cash, if you know what I mean. He should chug along all the time at that, Jags and Pies.
That's what I'm hoping for, because I bought in Tafare as well. Now, Tafare's not been named again this week, but we did sort of expect that.
Yeah, well, if you want to get rid of Nick Meaney, Matt Tomoko is another one.
Tim McCall.
Chugging along. He's breaking... almost 10 tackles a game.
Yeah, he was an absolute weapon the other day. I'll give you that. He has been starting to look really good.
Very good.
Very Jesse Ramien-like. Like the way Jesse
Ramien... But get the attacking stats.
Yeah. Well, Jesse doesn't score tries. That's Jesse's problem.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He doesn't get the attacking stats, but Matt Tomoko is.
Yeah. I like him too, man. Like, I don't know what happens when... they're fully fit either, like, do they bring Savage back?
Joe Croker's out, bro.
Is he gone?
Sure. Well, no, but if they're fully fit, he's the first center to lose his job. Matt Smoko's not going anywhere. Jared Croker, sorry, bud, back to reserve grade, buddy.
You
almost got to 300, but...
Nah, well, what do you reckon? They give him the 3 games, let him get to his 300, and then he sort of bows out?
Fuck no. Their season's on the line, man. They're
Yeah, they've got.
They can't actually afford to be giving Jared Croker a milestone at the expense of their season.
But he's done so much for the club, and to be honest, their season isn't really on the line. The difference between like 13th and 3rd is 1 to 2 games.
Yeah, and if they play Jared Croker for the next 3 games and they lose all 3, then there's a huge gap with less games to play.
Haven't they won every game since Croker's been back?
Yeah, they have.
So therefore, couldn't he actually be the defining factor that's helping to unify that team? No, well, he very well could be. I mean, you guys have hung shit on him, but to be honest, he's doing all right.
We've never hung shit on him.
You've always hung shit on him.
No.
I've hung a little bit of shit
for 5 years. You have.
No, first year
he's never been. He's never been super coach relevant, but
he was that first year.
He's always been a solid first grader up until the last couple of years.
Yeah, he does that. He does do his job solid. Yeah. Like
Brad Parker style.
He's no
Bucky Skulls.
He's no X Factor, but he's definitely solid.
He's no Joey Manu or shit like that. But
solid defensive center, which is hard to come by. Defensive centers
are just as good as attacking centers, man.
Well, you need him.
Josh
you
Morris.
Need him. Yeah, he's one of his origins, J-Moz.
With his defence.
All right, so
against
you got any,
GI.
You got any other traps there on the horizon? We've talked Billy Smith, we talked Edwards. Did we mention Burbo?
No, we haven't mentioned Burbo, but while we're talking Burbos and the Billy Smiths of the world, we'll go to ins and outs so far on Supercoach.
Surely the last 3 years have shown everyone don't touch Burbo.
Everyone's learnt
off the last 3 years. He's expendable.
He only gets
a spot when there's shitloads of injuries. Otherwise, he's maybe on the bench.
Yeah, but he's also a kid. He's
been a kid for the last 4 years too.
He's starting to thicken out.
He's getting a bit bigger. He did look a bit solid the other night.
Doesn't make him any better.
Because
you get bigger doesn't mean you get better.
Well, it does.
It
gives him a bit more confidence, hopefully.
But if you don't have it, you don't have it, bro. Doesn't matter how big you get. Doesn't matter how many hours you spend in the gym.
Yeah. Well, the most brought in so far, according to the apps, Billy Smith, Burbo, Tarpany, which he's the only one so far that's worth a shout. Lukey. Now, I do like Helam Lukey.
I looked at him 3 weeks ago and I spew on him.
Well, remember, before Nanai, he was the one everyone was talking about. This big kid who was just a freak.
I started the year with him that year over Nanai because there was the talk that both of them and Lukey had the bigger raps, and then he got injured.
He's Sean Lane, but a bit more solid and
he's huge.
I think a bit more skillful.
He's huge. I'm honestly thinking about. Could be Preston's time to go out of my side.
I think Lukey should get a Queensland jersey.
Nah, he shouldn't. I think you'll find he's nowhere near one yet.
No, he's not. No, I'm kidding.
And then Ponga, he's the other one most highly brought in. Now, only two of them play the 13 bye, so I'm assuming people are way better set than we are for it, does he? And the most traded out that are in my team so far is Joey Manu, which I wouldn't trade Joey out. Would Dave Reviews? Should be back 14. Like that's the male coming out of Rooster Camp.
I've just moved him up into 5'8", so I don't have to play him. And when he's back, I've got spine factor.
Got the jewel.
Ready to go.
Got the jewel today, so you can move him around.
I see if he was still in my centre wing and only at centre wing, I might think about trading him. But because I can now
what if
switch
you have
him up and sit him there where Katoa's been sitting pretty much all season, not doing anything anyway.
What if you got a Bags and a Walker butt already?
Would you
hold him at centre wing for 2 weeks, or would you move him?
I'd probably sell him at centre wing.
Yeah.
I don't have a Bags. I've got a Cody Walker and a Katoa. So I'm ready to flick Katoa and move Joey Manu up there and upgrade my centre wing.
And then second most traded out of my side, which I think is madness as well. Chansey.
Yeah, lots of people jumping off Chansey this week with them on the bye.
Chansey and Ford, both they're 2 and 3, which I find a bit insane. Like, I know Ford got a head knock, but he should be fresh next week, and they both play the bye, you know, and they play 14, so.
Well, Zach Hoskins is another one who's heavily traded out this week. He suffered a head knock last week, passed his HIA, but didn't return.
Yeah.
And, he's only a couple hundred behind Joey Manu, traded out.
In your one, yeah?
Well, in everyone's.
Yeah.
In all trades, he's the second highest traded out.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I never owned him. He was one of them ones that got away from
me.
Oh,
I think you're silly for trading him now.
Yeah, well, especially...
He copped a head knock early last week and in return.
And Martin's
a good chance. You know what he's doing.
Martin's a good chance of going to Origin.
He's very good chance.
I don't think he's a walk-up start.
Scott Sorensen's been another one who's fucking gone under the radar.
Kiwi. Can I say, he's a bit kick-out-ish, you know? Like, he's just a big, hard-running dude, like... Yeah, for sure. But he's a big dude. Like, he's
yeah, he's stocky.
He just runs that fucking awesome line, you know.
Yeah, he's that Habib style, short and nuggety,
like a wombat.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's pretty good. I've rated him. I can't afford to get him now. I've missed a boat on him, especially after 170 last week. But
and with Martin back to now.
And he's not, the other thing is, if he played 13, I might potentially, like, upgrade someone to him. But, yeah, if he's not playing 13, he's no good to me. I'll have to miss a boat on him.
Are you getting on Hopgood?
No, I should have done it last week. I've done it on Guffo instead.
At work?
Not last week. Worked the week before when it happened. When whoever went down, someone went down, so I was... I'm going to know who to bring in. I thought, well, Guffo could get away from me a lot quicker than Hopgood could.
Can I throw a crazy one out there? Because I'm trying to figure out now a front row forward to get in. And for you guys are all saying, don't get on Edwards, don't get on Edwards. What about Marty Tapau over the Origin period? Broncos pack's going to be heavily depleted. He's got to be elevated to starting or at least increased minutes.
Well, someone who I've noticed is starting to get a couple more starts coming into Origin was Flegler. He started off the bench.
I think Flegler's going to get Origin. What are you talking about?
I don't think with the likes of Fifita coming good and shit, he's not playing Origin this year, Flegler.
Bro, Flegler's a beast. I think our bench forward, almost have to take him.
Who's your Origin side, Con? Who's your forwards? Who's your bench? Flegler get there for you? I don't think he does.
He's played before.
I think it's Collins and Tino. Well, Collins and Welch and Tino.
Welch and Tino start.
And then...
Oh, yeah, maybe Tino 13.
Carrigan's 13.
Yeah, Carrigan's 13.
You know, Carrigan's
you got
13.
Cotter.
That's right.
In the mix, you got...
Dave Feeder. Definitely
Dave Feeder starting. But there's no middle thing.
Lindsay Collins?
Nah. Thanks, Collins. He's one, obviously, in the mix, but Papa, Big Papa.
Do you reckon he goes around again?
If he's playing first grade,
I know Billy Slater will give him the opportunity. He'd be up to Papa when he's finished.
We don't do what you guys do. We don't decide when Origin careers are over.
Yeah, I know.
We let our superstars decide when they've had enough
and
we let them sail off in the sunset victoriously.
Here's one thing I will say about here's one thing I will say about Josh Papali. Every year, like, he's one of them guys that comes out of camp a fucking different dude, and he's easy guy you can finish the year with from 17 onward, you know, just because he comes back a different beast.
Well, you got Nenai, you got Fifita, you got
Nenai's hurt.
Yeah, Nenai's not getting in.
Lukey, is he a Queenslander? Or is he Kiwi?
Kate Wells
your starting back rower for sure.
I don't know if he starts.
What, you play him off the bench?
Yeah, David Vita starts.
And Kate Wells on the other side. Who else would you have on the other side? Last year it was Nanai and he's not playing. And that's only because Davey was playing shit.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. I'm giving you enough thought.
All right, I've got a quick one then, just for you.
No, I'm missing shitloads.
What Origin players do you have in your side now, and which ones would you move on, over the period?
I've got Turbo, Huss, and...
Cam Murray.
Yeah, the only three I have at the moment.
Yeah, got Valhalla for any?
Nah, I'm not moving any of them on.
Really?
Nah.
See, I don't know, I think I'm moving on.
You only need 13 players.
Yeah, I know, I don't have it. But I'm thinking about moving on.
So why do you need to move on Origin players? Why can't you move on other people that aren't playing the buy round?
Just because I want to probably get on that peasant at Melbourne over this period. Do you know what I mean? Just to make a couple $100,000.
Didn't he play his last game as a dud?
No, he played it off the bench.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He scored fuck all.
Did he?
I think
I still think he chugs through that period.
It brought his break even way back down to earth.
He shows potential.
He made his fucking money.
He didn't. He got one price rise and cut.
No. He got one price rise and then played that game off the bench, didn't he?
No, he got one price rise and then cut, I'm pretty sure. But, look, there's got to be a value buy out there. I know SJ's probably the one to talk about because A-Ray's gone down.
But are the Storm going to achieve heaps with no Wizard and no Munster?
I think they go okay. That's all they're missing.
Bring back Paps.
Paps nowhere near ready, I don't think, either.
But I've heard people say he won't be back this year.
Pussy.
For me, I got Teddy, I got Val, I got Munster, I got Nico and Nave, I got David Feeder, Haas, Grant, all playing Origin.
Sorry, I got Nico and Nave too.
Yeah, so that's a lot of people just to have there, and I think Munster, judging by what their makeup is, they miss all three of these majors. I think they miss 13 and 19. They might play 16. I'm pretty sure they miss two of the big ones, and it's not just them that miss out. There's them and the Roosters and Penrith, I think, in amongst all that.
Yeah.
There's some big...
I think 13 and 19, yeah.
Yeah, like big names out of it in amongst all that, which, for me, if I can fight the right pods, I can get myself back in it, you know?
All right, speaking of podding on, Turbo and Teddy. I currently still have both of them. There's a chance, there's a lot of talk going around that Turbo's not going to get picked for Origin. What are your thoughts? You reckon he gets picked given his fitness? Apparently, he ran at 80% for the first time this year at training the other day. So he's definitely not operating at 100%, and the club knows it. What do you reckon? Do you reckon he gets passed on for Origin 1?
No.
You think they still play him? I mean, he's clearly a liability.
If Freddie asks him and he says he's right, he'll play.
Yeah, but do you think... I think Turbo would say he's not right. He knows what
he's
doing.
Ask him if he's right enough to play, and if he says he's right enough to play, he plays. If he's not, then Campbell Graham hopefully gets the nod because he's earned it.
In which case, Turbo could play round 13.
Nah, well, I don't think if you're not playing Origin, you're not playing club, bro. I'm sorry to say it. Origin's way more important than club. Some of these dudes. You're better off winning an Origin when you play for a certain club.
KP. Yeah. I'm sure he celebrates Origin.
Fucking that's different when you're in grand finals.
Mate,
and stuff
I support Newcastle and Queensland, and I mark Origin on the calendar. I don't worry about Newcastle fucking games.
And I'm sure it's the
Bring
same.
On Origin.
I'm sure it's the same for them. Origin's the fucking pinnacle sport, bro. If you play it on a busted leg, you wouldn't give a fuck. You put your head out and play with a busted leg, man.
Yeah, but not if you're going to be a liability to your team.
Queenslanders don't let teammates down.
I think
that's New South Wales.
They get him the right doctors and then come down to game day. You know, Campbell Graham at 18 or whatever. But he's definitely getting in the squad and he's definitely going to be in and around the mix. If he doesn't play game one, he's definitely there for game two.
You reckon?
I think.
All right, so in that case, Teddy Turbo. Teddy got a 29 last week. They got absolutely demoralised by Penrith. You can only hope they're going to bounce back, but I've been
Billy
waiting.
Smith scored an 81.
Yeah, that's it. I've been waiting for Teddy to bounce back for a while now. Bloke in a bar the other day with Guru and Playbook and stuff were talking about too many stars in the Roosters side. So with Joey Manu out, and Hutchinson coming into the halves, is that a benefit to Teddy? Because when we saw Teddy at some of his best was when Hutchinson and Walker were in the halves together. So is Hutchinson coming in and not trying to be a superstar and just playing his role going to get Teddy more good ball, or is it time to just piss off Teddy and Turbo now?
We talked about it earlier. Could be the cheese. More than anything, it's Teddy's biggest problem. He's not Rooster, you know, He's not a rooster. He's not rooster material. Not yet, anyway. They'll have to mould him a little bit.
Mate, if the Storm can't mould someone, the Roosters aren't going to fucking do it.
Well, then he's...
The cheese is the cheese, mate. He is what you get. They brought a dud. Well, not a dud, but they brought something that doesn't suit their system and not their style of play that they want to do.
And he only played 55 minutes last week. Turpin played the first 25.
Oh, they realised the cheese isn't for them. He won't stay there throughout his whole contract.
No,
yeah. As soon as a dummy half that fits their bill comes along, see you later, Brendan.
I can say
100%. There's no doubt in anyone's mind if you know the Roosters. He's gone as soon as a viable dummy half. They're regretting so much getting rid of Sam Barrels. Yeah, regretting it to the bone, mate. I'm telling you right now.
Sam Verrills was good and gave good service, but he went through a wretched injury run while he was
at the Roosters. But that's what the Roosters needed, hooker. They needed Sam Verrills. They don't need a cheese.
Yeah.
They've got Sam Walker. They've got Luke Keary to call the shots. They got Teddy floating around.
They got Joey Martin floating around. They don't need
cheese just doing what the fuck cheese wants to do.
Yeah, they got Suwali'i. They got so many superstars in that team. That's what I mean. Is it a case of too many cooks?
Nah.
Nah, it's just not working from the start.
It's just the one distributor of the ingredients.
You got to be on
killing the whole flow of the kitchen.
You got to be on the same page from the start, and it's breaking down from hooker man. Like that's you got to think for they've had fill-in hookers for fucking 3 years and shit, and they've had Victor Radley in there. They've had
he's
all sorts.
A way
of still,
better middle forward still than doing he's a job. Hooker.
Then. What cheese brings for them, you know? But they've had filling blokes. Filling blokes.
Yeah, ever since Jake Friend went down. That's it.
Barrels has been the only
decent
constant
yeah.
actual proper hooker who is an actual proper hooker. Cheese is 10 meters out. Yeah, running the ball, bro. Sometimes he might score a try. More often than not, he doesn't. But everyone just remembers those tries that he does score from dummy half. But he takes fucking 30 runs to score two of those tries. It's yeah. not like he scores every time he runs the ball. And he serves his shit. He smarts out of dummy half. He's nowhere near Harry Grant or Damien Cook or an Appy Coruscant or something like that. Like,
he's a bulldozer.
The Roosters brought a spud of a middle forward who they thought could make hooker.
Would they be better off swapping him and Radley?
No. Because Radley's not a hooker's bumhole either.
Yeah, but he gets the ball to where
it doesn't matter. Sometimes he serves still isn't great either.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I know.
They rolled the dice on something that they thought was shiny, and it turned out to be a bit of coal.
Well, everything looks shiny down there, but...
No, I understand.
It's like a treasure chest.
But even then, like, Cheese was only fulfilling a role. Most of the time he was on the field, he was playing middle forward.
Yeah,
Harry Grant was playing hooker.
Doing Josh.
And then he'd come on after Harry Grant brought a roll on, got the forwards on the front foot, he'd run into dummy half, pick up the ball, bang, score a try. Mm. Everyone's like, oh, Cheese did it. No, Harry set all that up through fucking working their middles over, getting them into this position, and then Cheese just struck. But... Yeah.
Harry's showing it this year. He don't need no Cheese. You know
Harry's
what I mean?
The best, bro.
He just chugs along brilliantly.
Harry's the best dummy half by a mile.
What else you got on your list over there?
Oh, I still don't have an answer to my Teddy Turbo question. Do I move both of them on? Do I hold both of them till next week?
I think you should have moved Teddy on after week 3 if you hadn't already moved one after week 2.
Teddy. Well, I'm getting rid of him.
I'm holding Turbo personally.
I've had him too long, but
I
think
I know I've watched him and he fucking going kill me. But. I'm hoping he's throwing up balls to Garrick, who's also in my team, to get some points. I'm hoping he doesn't play Origin, because wouldn't pick him in Origin, personally, but...
Garrick, you have a week.
New South Wales will.
Got 88 in just base and shit. Runs and fucking tackle breaks. Like, he's getting better and better as week
he's
goes
back on.
He's
back on the wing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll jump you on.
He's going to send his bumhole in, like...
I swapped Warbrick for him. I thought it was a great move. I saw Welch for... Edwards.
Who's their coach? Oh, Steve's. Right. Yeah, so you expect him to have a sin at centre. That's a fair call then.
He's passed out at a Macca's somewhere, Steve's. Probably near you. Go, Steve's. Have we answered that question for you? Get rid of Teddy Bun.
All right, you reckon get rid of Teddy this week? Don't hold him against the Dragons?
Yeah, get rid of Teddy Bun.
All right, sweet.
I'm thinking about it anyway.
See, I'm actually thinking of going the other way and getting rid of Turbo.
That'd be the pod player, I'd say.
All right.
Because like everyone's saying he looks lame, you know. It's not just
Turbo?
Yeah.
He's looked lame almost all year.
Yeah, but he was so cheap that he hasn't cost me much.
No, at the start of the year, granted, sorry, he looked okay. But 8 to 10 weeks, he's looked shit.
Yeah. But that's it. He hasn't, like I said, he hasn't lost me any cash yet. So I'm still arming
but he's not scoring the points that you want for out of the fullback either.
But then again, the other last week or 2 weeks ago, he pulled 80 out of his ass.
But Latrell's smashing it.
Yeah, well, I can't afford him, bro. I no nothing I can do can get me Latrell, and then Latrell's gone for Origin for the next few weeks. So I can't. That's not a viable option for me. I'd be moving Garrick or Meaney down and then probably bringing in Billy Smith for a cash grab. Well, I'm thinking about it, but and then I'm also thinking, like, yeah, do I? Because I really need to fix up my front row. The trades I've got at the moment is Harrison Edwards and Jermaine Hopgood in for Lindsay Collins and... what's center and Cam Pereira?
Yeah, see, I've got to move Cam Pereira. If he don't play this week, I've got to get rid of him. He's just a fucking liability, bro.
Yeah, that's it. My team's starting to fall apart in front of my eyes, really. It's starting to scare me.
500K, like, he's done his job. Like, 2 weeks ago, I said, oh, I'll just sit him there no matter what. He cost me 200 grand, rah, rah, rah. Yeah, but if he's definitely not going to play for 3 weeks, then. Fuck it, I'm getting rid of him. If I want him back, I can get him back with whatever money I make over this period with me cheapies, you know?
Yeah.
That's the plan anyway. Like, I didn't want to get rid of him. Like, I'll say that now. If he was playing this week, I wouldn't get rid of him.
But is that at a price where he's not going to explode out of the ceiling where you can never get him again?
That's it. He's easy done with his job. And
you can cash him out and probably even pick him up for maybe 150K cheaper. After Origin.
Especially if you want to hang on to a Joey Manu.
Yeah.
Who's potentially back in 2 weeks. Well,
I'd definitely
three.
Be selling him for Manu.
Yeah. That's my view.
Manu's going to get the fullback spot over Origin.
That's yeah.
So that's what I'm holding him for. It's what I've always been holding him for.
No offense to Teddy, but Joey just does a better ball run and roll. I think like he runs the ball back a bit better.
No.
There you go. Put Teddy at hooker.
Mate. What? The times Joey's played. Fullback and whatnot.
Yeah, they're always depleted.
Usually the Roosters are on front foot. They're dominating the game. Teddy's fucking played that Joey Manu role numerous times when the Roosters are on the back foot.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Teddy's still the best fullback in the game.
Oh, he is. He's in NRL wise, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Tell you what,
so there's no reason why the Roosters are going to move him. To a hooker, per se. For Joey Manu to play fullback. He's still the best fullback in the NRL.
Yeah. I just like, Joey looks a bit like gazelle-ish, you know. He brings a ball back. He breaks a nice tackle like he's...
Latrell does too.
Yeah.
Ponga does too.
Tell you what.
A lot of fullbacks do.
See David Fifita fucking stride out on the weekend. Did you see it? Like a gazelle, man.
Isn't he a scary fucking human being?
He smoked like he fucking Miller.
I'm so scared for Origin with him starting and him in the form he's in. I'm so scared for
Lucky
Origin,
Lucky Miller and his little fucking legs just couldn't get it. They just couldn't get there, bro. They were chugging 100 miles a minute. Big Davey just striding out. Like, he looked like he wasn't even busting a sweat. Oh, it's hectic, man.
Alrighty, let's move on. We've got Braddo's video, so let's say good day to Braddo.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening to all the super coaches out there. Good evening to the team in at the space shuttle there at 360 headquarters. Hope everyone's well. Hope we've all seen a lot of green arrows. How are we going, Juzzy? You getting there, mate? You getting a few starting to climb again after your little holiday? My team, well, we're slowly starting to get there. I had a few green arrows this week, sort of increased slowly up the leaderboard. So it's been a very slow climb, but not really that unhappy. Now, this week I put up an article about how this week is not a good week to trade, and I'm going to stand by that one. If you can save trades, it's really imperative you do, because tough times are coming up ahead, and a lot of people are getting down around 20 trades. I've seen people after this week, it's going to be a struggle coming home with your burnt all your boosts and only got 20 trades left. It's going to be hard work. However, Teamless, that was all written before Teamless Tuesday. Now Teamless Tuesday's come out, and there's been a couple of things that have probably changed my thought process there, as well as some recent news to hand. So, all we need to talk about first. Good evening, everybody. Good evening to all the super coaches out there. Good evening to the team in at the space shuttle there at 360 headquarters. Hope everyone's well. Hope we've all seen a lot of green arrows. How are we going, Juzzy? You getting there, mate? You getting a few, starting to climb again after your little holiday? My team, well, we're slowly starting to get there. I had a few green arrows this week, sort of increased slowly up the leaderboard. So it's been a very slow climb, but not really that unhappy. Now, this week I put up an article about how this week is not a good week to trade. And I'm going to stand by that one. If you can save trades, it's really imperative you do, because tough times are coming up ahead. And a lot of people are getting down around 20 trades. I've seen people after this week, it's going to be a struggle coming home with if you burnt all your boosts and only got 20 trades left. It's going to be hard work. However, that was all written before Teamless Tuesday. Now Teamless Tuesday's come out, and there's been a couple of things that have probably changed my thought process there, as well as some recent news to hand. So, all we need to talk about first is this fellow here, Ben Trbojevic. Now, Benny boy, he's been selected to start. He's only priced at around about 230, which is around about 60,000 cheaper than another very popular cheapie, and that's Harrison Edwards. Now, this is proving to be a bit of a conundrum amongst some super coaches. There's been a lot of talk around the super coach world about what to do here and which one is possibly the better one and who is more secure. I personally think they're both a bit trappish, you know. Most definitely there's security issues on both of them. It takes one bad game and a bunch of other forwards coming back to oust their position. However, Ben Trbojevic has been sailing along at well over 1 ppm. He's through the roof. He's about 1.4 ppm or something like that for the year. However, the big thing is his minutes have sucked. You know, he's virtually got no minutes. If he can keep up that PPM over around about 40 minutes or 50 minutes, he's going to smash you a high score. I don't think he could keep up that PPM for that long, because don't forget his minutes have been short and they're short stints. But very interesting to see. His body is certainly bigger and fitter this year than what he has been last year. And I think he probably could handle a good stack of minutes. So not only one to watch, but possibly one to jump on if you've got someone languishing there in the second row that is shit, or you've got a downgrade option. You need to generate some cash so you can get into Topines, the Tahu Harris's, the Frizzell's, etc., etc., that you want to get in for round 13. Harrison Edwards as well is a very popular and a good option. It doesn't play round 13. Ben Trbojevic starts. Ben Trbojevic is out 14. Harrison Edwards is in 14. So, you know, that sort of an argument sort of nearly cancels itself out, the availability. However, if you're looking at playing any one of these two players, if you're relying on them to make your team go for either of those two rounds, then, you could be in a little bit of trouble. You wouldn't be thinking that you were thinking that these two, either of these two, have got to make up your numbers. Although if Harrison Edwards keeps getting scores like he has, you never know, you probably should play him. But we'll see how he goes. The other bit of news that's quite interesting, revolving around Campiera up there at the Titans. Now, the word is out that he is going to be rested this week. He needs a rest. He's tired. He's done too much work scoring tries. And as we know, all wingers, you know, need a good rest every now and again. And Aaron Shoup, who has been playing okay in Q Cup, Aaron Shoup is going to come in and take his place for 1 week while Campiera has a rest. Interesting, this. Very interesting. My thoughts are, personally, that this makes him a sell. He wasn't a sell with his nice low break-even. Still running around and plenty of cash yet to be made. However, now this makes him a sell, I think. So I think, really, it's we should, you know, be getting him. Having a close look at him and trying to think about whether it is indeed a sell. I've got a phone going off somewhere, so excuse that. All right, guys, that's just really about it. So that's me two questions. Is Campiera a sell this week, given the news that he possibly is going to be rested? What you can do is, you know, you can rest, you know, you can bring in Billy Smith. Billy Smith will make about 160 grand in 2 weeks. So, you know, the cash that's sitting there on the sideline, you could easily turn into a nice cash positive amount there for yourself. Or is he still a hold, you know? 3 weeks till he plays again. Too much for me. But some people might choose to hold him. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. And the other question, of course, is Ben Trbojevic or Harrison Edwards or neither of them? You know, a bit of a conundrum there, so, but certainly could get some people out of a bit of a pickle. All right, until next week, stay safe. Happy super coaching. Don't party too hard there in the shed. And catch you all later. Bye now.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad. Legend. Okay, boys, so the two questions. Campiera, can you afford to hold?
Nah, I think we sort of tapped on that a bit. Like, I feel for me, just because I want to hold Joey Manu.
Do we have 100% confirmation that he's not playing?
Yeah, Fox Sports have already announced that he's been rested.
Which is weird because, like, as we were just talking,
he takes 3 runs a game and when he scores tries, apart from that, he doesn't even go near the action. Well, why does he need to be rested?
And it's Indigenous.
Hasn't he had a few games off as well this year already?
No, he's played every game.
But it's Indigenous round too, and he's a young bloke from Lismore. He's got Indigenous like heritage, so I don't understand the resting for me. There's got to be a bit more to it.
Yeah,
I think defensively that he can't handle that Okara on the wing, so
he wouldn't. He'd be up against Karaz anyway. Karaz ran all over him.
Well, there you go. Right, and just that I think defensively he can't do it.
I don't think. I think he's the only one that's got the speed to catch Avarillo, but too like Avarillo has shown. The last fucking 4 or 5 weeks, he got speed to burn, man.
Who have they replaced him on the wing with?
Jojo Fafita. Chop's gone to centre.
He's a defensive weapon.
Yeah, and
I roll my eyes in sarcasm there, peoples.
Chop's the one that's in for him, I'm pretty sure.
Chop's good defensively.
Yeah, no, he's good defensively.
But Jojo Fafita, I wouldn't drop Campiera for Jojo Fafita just for defensive reasons.
No, he's too fast, man. He's too fast. Like, he's shown...
And Jojo Fafita doesn't make the best defensive reads all the time either. Well, like, it's not
If you actually watch our games too, you'll find Karaz fucking in tackling second rows and shit a lot. And that's an open passage for a bloke like Campiera, man. Like, we have this jamming up and in defence that leaves massive gaping holes. Like we've done
good halves can take advantage of.
Any half, like shit half.
Good half. Like, no, let's be honest. Good half.
As soon as you see your winger coming to jam your second row, mate, you got space. Like,
well, if the winger's coming to jam your second row, it means the centre's in close, they're probably coming to you.
Yeah, well,
so automatically you're throwing long cut out.
It's just Kieran Foran gives him space. I don't understand. It's crazy for me. What was the other question again? Sorry.
Burbo. Would you go Burbo?
Nah, I wouldn't touch it. It's fucking burnt me every year since its name's been in the team's list.
Brought him once, burnt me. He's on the never again list.
All right, like we've talked about this a couple of times this year already. The never again list is pretty fickle.
Oh, absolutely.
Jermaine Asako and SJ.
Supporter.
Yeah.
No, Jermaine Asako and SJ were on my never again list, and they were two of the best buys of the season so far.
Yeah, there's been a few that have burnt me like a lot. And then
lucky they were on a lot of other people's never again list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God. but yeah, look, for me, Burbo would be his nagging nightmare come footy time again.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd only really look at Burbo if fucking Olakau'atu miraculously made the bench for New South Wales too. Like, I know they're missing, what's his name, Kelmar Tuolungi, they're missing a couple of others.
Jakey back this week.
Is he back, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That was the other one I was thinking. He's definite big out, but where does he play in for how
unless
long?
Burbo has a full preseason locked in at starting second row or whatever position and starts first round that year in that position, I ain't touching him.
There's always going to be a shit brother. We learnt that at Newcastle.
Kurt.
We've learnt that at Newcastle. Kurt. We learnt that at the Dogs. We had the Hughes brothers and shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's always a shit brother. You know, look at the Burgess brothers. Lukey was a fucking dud, you know.
Who?
There's always one. So
he's like the third Hemsworth that you never hear of.
I didn't even know there was a third.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But, yeah, so, like, there's always a shit brother, and I just feel he's the shit brother.
Yeah.
You know? So I wouldn't touch him, man. Just that's me personally. If there's if you needed the money for the downgrade, which I don't think he's that cheap anyway.
No, Billy Smith.
Yeah, I'd find a way to get Billy Smith or someone. Or even...
anyone but him.
Edwards. Even though he's a gamble as well, I'd probably go Edwards over Burbo.
Yeah.
You know, that's just for me.
But well, he's proved himself. He could push himself into a...
doesn't play semi third, I think.
But he can push himself into a semi-decent role going forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Burbo's only there because of injury.
The Burbo...
once everyone comes back, he's maybe Eddie's man.
Yeah, the Burbo thing's proven time and time again. He's shit.
3 years in a row, I think. At least.
I can't touch it. Now,
watch him score 100 this week.
Yeah. Cheers for them, Brad. You always do good questions. And if you're looking for anything, Brad does lots of write-ups. And he's on the Bench podcast. So keep an eye out for Brad and what he does. Now, Perso threw something at me at the in the group chat a bit earlier. Now, there's a stat he threw at me today, and there are 59 players holding a 60 average, minus those with under 6 games. 28 of these are playing in round 13. You have to do your own research on who they are, but...
it wouldn't be hard.
That's enough. You know what I mean? There's enough good players in and around this to get you there.
Well, I feel I've got 12 semi-decent players.
Yep.
Well, probably maybe 9 good players.
Yep.
You know, you just need to fill maybe 4 more.
Yeah.
I'm happy to carry 2 players through that for 20, 30s.
Well, they want, you know what, look, this is what our other thing that's going to roll into this question. I was specifically looking for you on this one, Sir Gregory. Right?
Uh-oh.
Can you go in with less than 13 in round 13 as long as you nail your VC captain? Like, if you nail someone who's tonning up, which will take you up to, say, 12 players, could you go in with 11 or 12, like, at the least?
No.
Or do you feel 13's, you must have 13?
You have to.
To be competitive.
Everyone's going to, most people who are serious going to have 13.
Well, I think there's
like, to have 13,
pods,
it's not.
Some, I think there's some decent pods out there to be able to hang your hat on, man.
But why can't you have those pods in your 13? Like,
you've got
only 13 players out of a 25-man squad.
Because it's, you know what, you haven't looked into the following week yet when you're losing.
You got 3
Manly and Newcastle and, sorry, what, who? The Dragons?
Right. I don't know if it's the Dragons.
So what, you got Marzu maybe from Newcastle? Maybe Lockie Miller if you still hung on to him? You wouldn't own KP? And then from Manly, you would have,
and the Eels,
what, Garrick?
The Eels.
And
Eels,
some people aren't
Manly,
even hanging on.
Manly, Eels, and the Knights.
Who do you have from the Eels? Hopgood, maybe Madison.
Lots of people are on dual bags.
There's, yeah.
That's what I mean. So we're looking at maybe 6, 7 serious guns.
Plus, if you
out
get
of your 20, out of your 25-man squad, so that leaves you 18 players
plus
to make up
get,
13.
Plus, if you're getting rest,
no,
nah,
but you
Origin.
Need 17 the following week. That's what we're saying.
That's so, yeah, you need 17.
So this is next week.
Round 14.
Yeah, so.
You need to field a 17. You've got 2 trades and 3 teams on the bye. So if you load up with people to get you through round 13, you're pretty much shafted the next week.
Why?
Because everyone else will be able to field a 17. You won't.
And you're going to have people backing up from Origin, like. Does if it's a massive game Origin, does Munster, Nico, Nafe and all that play? Val Ames probably does. But
well, you got Nico in Origin.
I got him at 14. I hope 6, man. If fucking Freddie don't pick him at 6, I think he's on crack. But
oh, I'll be
Lua
pretty hard.
Did put his hand up the other night to say I've had one good game all year. pick me, but if he backs it up this week, Luai, he might get a look in at six, but for me, I hope Nico gets six, man.
I hope he doesn't.
I do, for New South Wales, say. Not for my Supercoach side, but for New South Wales, say, yeah. I hope he does play.
Is it too much chefs? Do Nico and Nate, will they suit each other?
I think, you know, what Nico proved at Melbourne, he is very versatile. He can just slip in anywhere.
He's there for the team.
Can play centre, can play six, can play fullback, mate. I wouldn't put him past him to play nine. I wouldn't put him past him to just plug a hole anywhere. Like KP did that year, his first year. What he come out and said was a fucking proud moment for me as New South
Wales. No, I don't like that.
Said, I fucking hate that jersey. I hate the fucking state.
I've heard that since Paul Gallen.
And it was, if we had 17 blokes like, mate, we'd have fucking great origin on our
hands. I haven't heard that since Paul Gallen.
For me, I think Paul Gallen's probably got his ear a bit there, but mate, fucking, like, yeah, like that was.
It's all been, oh no, we respect Queensland. We respect New South Wales. We like to hear people. Fuck off, idiots. That's a proud fucking
moment.
Origin.
That's a proud.
Say
they're
fucking shit cunts and we hate them and let's bash them.
And I think they all need that attitude. I think he even just bring him into camp and let him fucking voice his opinion on how shit Queensland is would just be great for the team.
Well, bring Chief and Gordy and Spartan, everyone in. Bring Origin back to the 90s.
Oh, bro, I'd love to see punches, but it's not going to
happen. First scrum, cattle dog.
12 blacks bench. It's got fucking Turbo playing.
Turbo versus KP.
Two blokes who can't afford to get punched in the head.
But they can't even outrun each other because they're going to do a hemi or something.
It'd be probably Teddy and KP because neither can get afford a whack in the chin. Concussion problems and shit. It'd be a good one-on-one match for me. Yeah.
Where are you going, Jazzy?
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, questions then? Should I get some
Let's
questions?
Do it.
Just quickly before this, I had a raging good post on Facebook the other day. I only asked the question because most days I get up after a game of footy and I see so much hate for someone's player that hasn't done well and they seem to just hate the fucking game. And I asked the question the other day, does Supercoach take away from your NRL experience? Like, are you enjoying your footy less or do you enjoy it more? Cause a Supercoach, like I got a mostly positive response out of it where people.
I think it's a double edged sword. Personally, I think you're more invested in every single NRL game.
Yeah,
but I don't think you enjoy your NRL football as much because you're so much invested in Supercoach, which is just sad because to just ruin one game of perfectly good NRL football because one of your Supercoach players scored shit is a bit childish.
Well, bro, something like it's
that's what I mean. It's childish fuck. It's just like messaging someone on Instagram about ruining their multi because they didn't score a try.
It's a genuine...
like get the fuck over it, mate. It's a game. They're out there trying their best, doing their best for the team. They're not out there trying to score points for your fuck Supercoach team.
Well, it's a genuine, like, upset. It's like an addiction, bro, like hardcore.
It's sad.
Hardcore addiction, and...
It's sad.
I see it so much, like, the hate for some people. Oh, he's out there for 80 minutes, only done this, fucking rah-rah. But the following week, goes out, gets 100. Oh, the dog, I sold him, rah. It's like, well, you sold him. You know what it's all about. And it's like, fucking, hold on a minute. Like, don't you just sit back and go, I'm just going to watch some footy. Oh, I might check my score at half time.
Well, if not,
might check it at full time.
Don't you even
might
sit back and go, I've gone to work today and I've had a shit day at work. I haven't produced. Do you go and fucking crucify yourself on social media and fucking go, oh, I'm a shit cunt, fucking I had a shit day? No. Just because he's had a bad day at the office on the NRL field, in your Supercoach eyes, who gives a fuck, mate?
Yeah.
Pick your chin up. Life goes on, son. Move on, son.
Where are you at with big fella?
Yeah, I'm with a bit with Con. It's a bit of a double-edged sword. Like, you look at the Panthers-Roosters game the other day. I mean, I've got to actively, especially during Panthers games, try not to look at my Supercoach. I make this sort of pact with myself that I don't look at my Supercoach. Couldn't help it at halftime the other day in the Roosters-Panthers game. Saw Scotty Sorensen and Luai doing well, which is exactly what was reflected on screen. Bit spewing because I didn't own both of them, but whatever. But I saw all the Roosters doing garbage, which isn't great from a Supercoach, but cheering from a Penrith perspective. With games that aren't my team, I find it doesn't really go one way or the other. I don't usually look at a game and go, oh, well, I can't enjoy the game because Turbo's not setting the world on fire. I enjoy the game for what it is. It's a game of footy.
Yeah, if it's a good game, it's a good game, eh?
Like, and you know what? I wouldn't be watching 8 games a week or 6 games a week if it wasn't for Supercoach. Sometimes I flick it on because, oh, well, I'm invested in this game. I've got a couple of players in this game. I'll see how they go. And I watch what they're doing. Don't get me wrong, very rarely going to watch like a Dragons Tigers game or something like that for any other fucking reason.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I don't find it detracts from mine, but I can understand people that, you know, maybe have problem with the punting and take this shit a bit too seriously. But at the same time, like, yeah, get over yourselves, get a life. You know, Supercoach is not the be all and end all.
It's meant to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we're meant to have fun with it. It's not meant to consume your life like hectically. You just meant to sort of have fun with friends, and if you jagged the 50 grand like Moody did, good on you. Nah. You know, like,
you know what? I'd hazard a guess that most of the people that are on there bitching about Supercoach and stuff probably aren't members of their club. You know what I mean? They're probably not invested in the NRL.
Look, at the end of the day, I think, look, we've all had a rant at one time or another on someone dudding us.
Oh, someone's bit you in the ass for sure, but
sometimes it's just that. You can tell the genuine.
But you
hate.
Have that rant, like, and guys, you have that little bit of a 30-second rant, and you're over it.
Yeah,
you move on.
Oh. Yes. All right, we have some questions. I'm gonna start with the top one because it's a good one. Alex Brems, not a question, but it seems to me like it's a Space Jam thing of Turbo. He's up in space somewhere playing footy with little alien things till he gets his talent back. And you know what? Sort of.
Yeah.
He's exactly seen Space Jam, like. Charles Barkley was pretty shit.
He was
when they took his powers of basketball. But, yeah, I don't know. Turbo does look a bit off, but you said he's only been running 80%, yeah?
No, today was the first time he ran, or a couple of days ago, I think Monday, was the first time he ran at 80% all year.
You could see he's been lame. Yeah, he hasn't sprinted at all this year. Not like full gazelle sprinting.
He had a couple of early games and he's rooted himself up.
That's what I mean. Yeah. He was never, ever in full flight at all this season.
Yeah.
And he still cracked out an 80-odd average early.
I think we touched on this early, but Kevin Mulhern, what's Burbo's job security like? We think it's pretty poo. Vowsy.
What's going on, Vowsy?
Vowsy, still out there drifting away. Legends, g'day. What do I do with A-Ray? I don't have Hines, but if Origin looming was going to wait.
Get Hines.
Pongavile Jules with his recent form, but feels like chasing last week's points.
I'd be tempted to hold A-Ray through the Origin period personally, but I'm also coming 20,000, so don't fucking listen to me.
I don't know what A-Ray's time frame is on his injury, to be honest.
Yeah, well, from what I understand, it wasn't too severe. He managed to get his feeling back and stuff, but yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I know they're resting him this week, but I don't know if that's because of the HIA protocol.
Yeah, I don't know. He will be that good pod through thing, but like Con said, you got to get to Nico.
Mind you, what's Brisbane like without Haas and Carrigan?
Oh, they go okay. They go okay. I think
no Flegler also make Queensland.
Yeah, no Capewell. Like they lose a lot. They really do. There's even talks about Reece Walsh maybe making his way into camp.
Yep.
Now he might.
KP's fit. He's not in camp.
He might go to camp. He won't play. He just won't play Origin. That's all. He might end up
if he's named 18th man. And he goes.
Well, yeah, he still goes if he's 18th.
Maybe won't be 18th man.
Yeah, if you're 18, if you go to the game,
won't be 18th man. Is what I'm saying.
So what do you do with A-Ray?
Yourself. I'm selling.
Who to?
Hines. What about Nico?
What about, would you, in a, if you have the trades, Vowsy that is, would you go to SJ till 14 then to Nico?
Nope.
No.
Get Nico in, saving that extra trade.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, Nico does what Nico does, man.
Yeah.
He's averaged the best out of everyone this year.
Yeah, and just last
get him
year.
Just get him into your team and hold him.
Yeah.
He's not fucking locked to see on him.
Yeah.
Well, I might burn you with his 40-odd the other week, but pretty much every other week he's gone 100-plus.
Yeah.
So just lock it.
Well, I went back-to-back. I ballsed that,
lock him in.
I took his 40 in my stride because I've took the rest
with
all the goodness.
Yeah, that's it. You've made 400 other points up.
Yeah.
So who cares?
And especially that first week, yeah. Like, you captain him, I didn't captain him, but we still took his
178
points.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Like, happily took his points, and, you know, that easily equates to that 40.
If I had left a C on him from that day out, I'd probably be 10,000 points ahead of what I am now.
You'd be better off for it. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Martin Walker was planning not to trade this week, but Manu injury has changed things. What do we think about trading Manu to B. Smith and Moali to Edwards? As Dogs fan, I've been impressed with Harrison Edwards, and feel he should keep getting good minutes. Lack of good big men at the moment.
If you have Katoa, I'd trade him out, move Manu up and bring in Billy Smith.
Yep.
And then the other trade, yeah, I'm happy to oblige with that.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't have the cash for the other
doing
trade.
Fucking nothing.
No, well, Moali to Edwards is pretty much straight
it's a flat liner.
The thing is, Moali's not looking like
he's not
going
playing.
Up, whereas...
He hasn't been playing.
Yeah, whereas Edwards could easily chug along if he's the man that we think he could be, but you never know. Edwards, I got him last week, but like I said, it's a big risk now. I took his 97K, luckily.
Because it could have been extra 60K this week.
Could have been a 30K, you know, you never know. It was a gamble. But I got lucky. But, yeah, he could easily chug out another 60, 70-odd in the next two, 3 weeks. And, yeah, you'll be cheering. Watto.
Watto. Tiggy.
Did you agree with the Billy Smith trade?
Yeah.
Yeah, good shit. Watto. How are we doing, legends? A few for me this week. I got Critter. I'm trading out. Do I go premium centre wing for him or bring Peachy up to centre wing and get a second row forward like Hopgood or Hopgod? Or my front row is diabolical still with Welch and Uto as my starters. Could flick Kepi down to second row and get a Jack DeBellin or Tarpany or wait a week for Tohu. Also, Moale or Lerero for Edwards, or do we think Edwards is a trap? He's trappish. He's trappish. There's a lot to go for you, Watto. So, for me,
I go Moali for Edwards because that at least then you've got someone that's playing. What was the other one? And I actually don't mind the idea of using your jewels to bring people down to get Tarpany because you're going to lose Welch to Origin. Udo's not doing great, and you need someone in your front row. Tarpany's starting to get form now.
What's Tarpany done recently?
Nah, he's chugs on at 60,
he's,
right?
Yeah, he's doing 60-odds.
For me, I'm even contemplating bringing in Tohu on the bye.
He'd wait a week.
I'm just saying if you had nothing else to fix...
But I can't see why everyone's breaking down the door to get Tarpany in. I've had him all year and he's yet to impress.
He's been chugging along okay. He's just not doing what Haas is doing.
That's what I mean. I wouldn't be fucking racing out of the stores to get him.
I like Tohu, but...
I'd go Tohu over Tarpany.
I'd wait the
at least this stage of year if I didn't own any either. And I own Tarpany.
But Jack DeBellin's a good shout too.
100%. Yeah. I'd probably go Jackie.
Jack DeBellin's a good shout. Won't play Origin, I don't think.
No, fucking way.
And... Yeah, I'd wait the week if you can still have money to get Tohu next week. That really strengthens your front row up from Uto and Welch hard. So, Grant Turner, almost halfway through the season and majority of Supercoach teams all look the same. For most of us sitting outside the top 1,000, what are you fellas' individual picks? What are your players' individual picks for... The 2-3 players that no one has, we could gamble the house on. Ultimate pods, less than 5% own. Left field answers, highly welcome. Not trying to win the 50, just want to leapfrog everyone else and get as high as possible. It's a tough one.
You'd have to do some research on that. You can't just answer that question off the top of your head.
Oh, I'm just going to flick this at you.
But we don't even know who the under 5% owns or are.
No, we don't.
Or
maybe
matchups they got or any.
Maybe we'll get back to you on that one, Grant.
By the time next week, after the weekend's done,
I'll get some answers for you, and I'll get some people that are in the know to hopefully answer that. But for me, look, you're going to have to look at the players that don't play these major buy rounds that are sort of just splintered through there. Like
Lockie Fitzgibbon, I think, could be Half decent shout.
Got a 20 last week.
Oh, I take that back. And this is why we were not giving answers until we do some research.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get. We're going to have to get back to you on that one. If you can give me a day, I'll find out something for you. Matty Drew, rightio, lads. Been climbing higher and higher. Time for some pods. Who is your top three pods over the next 5 weeks, regardless of price? I think Jack DeBellin will be one for me, anyway. Also, Horsburgh's still a bit of a pod, I think. He's been chugging along okay. Got Simbin last week. I know he got Simbin. And
well, you have to look at the draw.
Well, there's Canberra place 13.
Heaps of big buy rounds in the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's another one where pre-warning would be up.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I didn't have a flick through the questions.
You're right, buddy. But
I had a bit of a day today.
It's kind of hard to answer these questions off my head when Jack
destroyed. You're not talking to your microphone, Con.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I'll get back to you on that one, Matty. But I like Jack DeBellin. I don't mind him at all. Like, he's sort of sitting in there and... Yeah. And then it's over for them, but they got no more buys after that. Bradley Baxter. What do we do with Manu? Also not sure what to do with Origin coming up. Do we sell one of Cleary or Hines? And also Haas, as he's a chance of getting reduced minutes. Frees up a lot of money to make improvements elsewhere.
Never sell Haas. Even on reduced minutes, he's still going to produce pretty much the same scores.
Yeah, he does his job.
And I wouldn't be wasting trading selling Nico or Cleary if I'd just take the hit.
Yeah, because the issue is if you use that money to strengthen other places, how are you going to get them back?
Exactly.
When they come back as freaks from the end of Origin.
I think the only way you can plausibly do it is if you go down to a cheapie and not touch that money. Like, I know...
But then you're sitting that money on the
point. So what's the reason going down to the cheapie?
Just for points, predominantly to get points for buy rounds and then hope that...
Who's your cheapie halfback that you're bringing in?
I'd be probably Trindle if Nico gets named, because I don't think he's done anything.
He's not cheap, buddy, is he? I think he's like 400 or 500K, isn't he?
No, he's got...
Yeah, but he's still got a negative break even.
He's 300K, bro. He made one price rise as well.
Yeah, and he's still got a negative break even. So if Nico does go to Origin, the only one I'll be looking at.
The Sharks have the bye in 13, 17.
So it doesn't matter. Trindle doesn't play around 13.
13, 17. So.
But Trindle's out.
Yeah. Yeah, only half. Only there's no halfback worth talking about except for maybe Jerome Hughes.
SJ,
not oh yeah, SJ as well, and your boy, Luke Brooks.
Hey, 6'5" is coming. It's still coming.
Brooksy, he's out there doing his thing. But yeah, so the buys you'll find are very hectic throughout the period. You know, it's one to keep an eye on. Anyway. That's the end of questions.
All right, I think that's just about it then. You got anything else?
I'm done.
Yeah, sweet as. Thanks for listening.
Hold on. If you want to win a ring, hit Con up on the WhatsApp.
Come find me.
Thanks for listening. Stay coachy, coaches. See you next week.
See you, peeps.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.